Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, kiddos, headlines on a beautiful Tuesday night right here on 950 KJR, brought to you, of course, by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Mr. Unlimited.
World Series game number one, Tampa and Los Angeles from Texas. Chew on that. Mid-third, Rays, Dodgers, no score. Tyler Glasnow and Clayton Kershaw battling it out in game one of the Fall Classic.
Pete Carroll says he's unsure if Jamal Adams will be able to play on Sunday. DJ Reed and Colby Parkinson practice this week for the first time all season. They will be eligible to be activated in 3 weeks.
NFL Dolphins are making the move. Ryan Fitzmagic is now done. No magic left in that arm. They're benching him, replacing him with Tua Tagovailoa for the next Dolphin game against the Rams.
Titans will not lose draft picks for their COVID violations. Instead, they will likely face a fine. And Earl Thomas filing a grievance against the Ravens, saying he's owed a full $10 million of his contract this year, despite being cut.
I'm owed money, man. Pay me, man.
let's see, heard from Earl.
David Gregory. What the hell am I talking about? What's the guy's name again that got suspended by the NFL? Not Randy Gregory. David Irving. Sorry. I got the last name totally wrong.
Doesn't David Gregory work for us?
I believe he does. David Irving in 2017 had 7 sacks in 8 games with Dallas. He got suspended for substance abuse. Today he signed with the Raiders practice squad. All right, Brian Johnson joining us right now on the radio show. Head coach of UCL Center. I meant Brian Schmetzer joining us right now on the radio show. Enjoying an evening, watching some World Series baseball. What's a Tuesday night like at the Schmetzer house, pal?
Well, Softy Moberg, I'll tell you what it's all about. I'm watching Nashville versus FC Dallas on Fox Sports 1. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. I love it. Well, first of all, let's just talk about the weekend that was. Thoughts on the performance against San Jose. It's a team who we talked about this last week. You crushed them, a month and a half ago. And then, man, how things can change in sports. A scoreless draw against San Jose on Sunday. Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, look, for the viewers, for the people that watched the game, followed the game, maybe it wasn't the most, dramatic, exciting soccer game that we've played, but we knew going down there, Softy was going to be a tough match. I mean, they were up for the game. They obviously wanted to get some retaliation, retribution, revenge, whatever you want to call it. They played hard, the field, I don't like to make excuses, but the field was really tricky. I mean, our guys were almost on ice skates. And we just didn't create enough chances. I mean, we've been creating a ton of chances in all our games, but, we might have had 2 really good looks, and we couldn't convert.
So that was kind of a one-off offensively versus it being maybe a consistent offensive problem right now?
I hope so, Dick. I sure hope so. I mean, we've been good all year, and, first 6 minutes, Christian gets in behind him, the ball comes over to Nico's left foot, he doesn't miss many of those, and then, late in the game, Jordan just turns his guy, and he's coming in one against the goalkeeper, he elects to pass over to Will and just can't connect.
Yeah.
So a couple of good chances. But look, soccer's a tough sport. I mean, you got to create 3, 4, 5, 6 good chances a game. We've been doing that. Hopefully, it's a one-off.
Well, let's go back to this, Brian. The pitch was a problem thing down there because the Niners complained about that when they went to play the Jets, got a bunch of guys hurt, and they had an investigation before the game with the Giants at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you kind of push this a little bit? You want someone to look into this? Do you drop it? How do you move forward here?
Well, we're going to drop it. We don't play there anymore, Softy, so I'm going to drop it for this year. But, obviously we don't know what the grounds crew does down there in San Jose. It's not, we got our own stuff to worry about up here. But, the turf was just a little slick. So, we actually had some tactics. Normally we like to play out of the back and, you know, for this particular match, we told Steph Fry and JP on our goal kicks just to play the ball a little bit more direct into Will Bruin, which actually was working for us. So we had to make adjustments based on the field.
Time to take back the home field advantage against those Portland Bastards who have won three times in a row here. Brian, explain the weirdness behind this rivalry and why the road team seemingly always wins.
Dick, I don't know. I mean, we've lost three games since the bubble. Two of them against Portland. So, we're not happy about that. It is awfully strange to have the away team, you know, have so much success in this little rivalry, this big rivalry. It's not going to happen again. I mean, we don't want it to happen again. We got to figure out a way how to, you know, make sure that we stay in first place. It's a massive game, 6-point swing.
Yep.
So we'll be up for the game for sure.
Did you actually hear that, by the way, that report that the Timbers are changing their name to the Bastards officially?
I heard that.
Yeah, actually. That's coming down.
You wouldn't pick Bastard owner.
Brian Schmetzer with us. Hanwala Bawana is now with Nashville. Talk about why that trade was made and why things didn't work out here.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly was headline. It was some news there the other night. Look, we try and do a real good job with our homegrown players to get them, to polish them, and get something out of them. And we felt Hanwala, you know, I still feel Hanwala had a future here in Seattle, but, you know, he felt differently. He thought, you know, there's a logjam there. Jordan Morris plays in his preferred position. And so, you know, had some challenging conversations back and forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, we decided to say, you know what, let's just part ways here. And, you know, we wish him the best. And, you know, it's, you know, something that we're going to get a player in return, and I bet that's going to be your next question.
Yeah, there he goes. I think his name's Jimmy. Not Jimmy G, but Jimmy Madronda. Tell us what he brings and where he fits in right away.
Yeah, he's a left-footed guy that we know that's been around the league. You know, nothing is official yet, but yes, it is Jimmy. The guy, his initials are JM. He's a good player. He's certainly, you know, had a lot of games in MLS and had a couple years of injuries. You know, he was an attacking player before Sporting KC moved him back to left back. So a lot of people are wondering about why we signed so many left backs. My plan is to play him up a line in midfield and, you know, see if we can get him fit and healthy and see what we have.
Well, let's talk about Gustav and Xavier Arriaga, Raul Ruiz Diaz. Two of those are obviously in quarantine back here in Seattle. And then Raul Ruiz Diaz, how's he doing in South America?
Yeah, good. It's a good question, Softy, because I actually can give you a little bit of good news.
Ooh.
I mean, Javi and Gustav will be done with their protocol prior to the Vancouver game. And look, we're going to get Raul back into the United States here fairly soon.
Good.
And we're going to try and make a push. He's got to pass some protocols and do some testing and all that, but we want to try and get him ready for Vancouver next Tuesday as well.
How about Brad Smith's hamstring? How bad is it? Is he going to miss a lot of time?
There was a minor one, but you know he's not going to see the field against Portland. Slight chance for Vancouver. That one's a day-to-day.
Okay, what about Jovan?
Jovan's day-to-day as well. He's moving a little bit better. Probably rule him. I'd put him the same as Brad. You know, probably not for Portland, but, you know, chance he could play in Vancouver.
Off the pitch, Coach, what have you heard about the initiatives passed yesterday in the MLS? I was reading about them combating racism, promoting diversity and social justice. I didn't see a lot of specifics in the article I read, so maybe you've got some insight to what the league's doing.
Yeah, I don't have any insights other than everybody is still, you know, we're still trying to do what we can to be good citizens and good sportsmen and, you know, carry the message of Black Lives Matter throughout the country. So I know it's high priority for the league. Again, down at our level, you know, the Sounders, we want to do things in our own community as well. So details TBD, But right. I'm happy that that we haven't forgotten, and we're going to keep moving forward.
You only got a couple of home matches left, but how much do you kind of feel like the franchise is pushing local authorities to let you guys open things up, maybe for the playoffs, for at least a small handful of fans?
Well, I would love that. I mean, I would absolutely love that. You know, there's certainly, you know, we got to be careful. We got to follow the doctors and the experts and all of that. But, you know, CenturyLink is a big stadium.
Yep.
I would love to have our fans back and, you know, be a big boost for the guys if something like that were to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed.
You'd feel comfortable taking your kids or maybe a few friends to a game? You know, we're talking about, what, putting 5,000 people in a 65,000-seat stadium. That sounds maybe like something you'd be okay to be a part of?
Sophie, I'm pretty pragmatic. I mean, if people do what they're supposed to do, which is social distance, you're outside, you're wearing masks, and you're being responsible,
yeah.
You know, I would be okay with it.
Gotcha. Brian Schmetzer, listen, great stuff. Good luck against the Bastards this week. And we'll talk on next
Bastards.
Week's show, man. Appreciate this call, buddy.
All right, I'll try and make sure I don't call them that in my other interviews this week.
I think that would be actually funny as hell.
Let it
and
slip,
you know what?
Brian.
If you get fined, Dick and I will pick up at least the first $10. How's that sound?
Okay. That's a deal.
Done. All right. Brian Schmetzer with us on the radio show. Good stuff from him before the Sounders take on Portland coming up. Is that a 10-90 game this week, Jackson? I believe it is because we have football on Thursday, 10-90.
Yes.
What time is kickoff Thursday night?
7:30.
7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame show over on 10-90. We got the Thursday night game this week as well. So good to have options as far as platforms for them. All right. We're going to break.
Sounders weekly tonight, too.
Yeah, Sounders weekly tonight. Absolutely. With Roldan, right?
Alex
tonight?
Roldan, Garth Lagerwey on all the big trade news.
Isn't Garth Lagerwey on the show every week,
though?
He is,
yeah.
Like that's saying Softy and Dick with Softy and Dick coming up at 3 o'clock today on 950 KJR. John Wilner is going to join the radio show. He believes the Pac-12 is kind of already out of the picture for the college football playoff. What's up with that? Next.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.